Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Leafs Nation, time has come to say goodbye. Writing down a note and sending it out didn't seem like enough, and I do plan on taking a little break from media, so here I am. I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to coach the Toronto Maple Leafs. A dream come true for a boy from Brampton. I want to thank Kyle Dubas, Lou Lamoriello, Brad Treliving, Brandon Pridham, Brendan Shanahan, Larry Tannenbaum, and the MLSE board for giving me this opportunity to work with the Marlies and Leafs. I didn't get it done in the playoffs. I didn't help push our team over the line and deliver. I accept responsibility for that. No excuses. That's the job. I didn't get it done.
Some of what the now former Leafs coach, Sheldon Keefe, had to say today. There are how many NHL head coaches that have been in their current jobs for more than 2 years?
Ooh, it's not a long list because Granato was already nearing the top of the stability list, I think. Like when he got dismissed, he was maybe fourth or fifth on that list of like longest tenured in their current job. So, boy, I don't. Do you know the answer?
I do.
Okay. I don't even know. Half a dozen?
Five.
Okay.
Four since before February of 2022. Martin St. Louis was hired by Montreal mid-season 2 years ago. And he is the fifth longest tenured active NHL head coach. Come on.
It just churned. There's a constant churn. It's what it is. I mean, Keefe had a long run, really.
Relatively. Cooper, Brind'Amour, Bednar, and there's one other one. It's not the Boston coach. It's not the Florida coach.
No.
Anyway, yeah. Exactly five have had more than 2 years active experience with the teams they're currently coaching. I don't know. It's just how it is. It's a little lazy. Maybe that's too harsh. I don't want to say it's lazy. It's a little easy. Like with Granato, I think, you know, I was always pretty consistent about this. Just, I could see it working. I understand the argument the Sabres made for staying with it. And here's A, B, and C, why it hasn't gone as well as we had hoped. Because that's just sort of the randomness of coaching. And there are going to be good reasons why teams lose sometimes beyond a coach's control. I think so much of it is beyond the coach's control that it only seems logical to think that a coach that's losing could end up winning. You know, that happens too in sports. But why I thought a long time ago it was time for the Sabres to make a change was because that's what almost every other team would do.
Right.
When you have a team that isn't, you know, trying to get to the playoffs. It's in the mix. It's close. It was very close as you can be almost the year before without making it. And just like, it doesn't, seem like a long time, but even to go two full seasons without, you know, that move does seem like you're just sort of standing, sitting there, sitting still.
You're settling for that. Yeah.
It's really not fair to the guy.
No, of course it's not. But that's the I mean, that's the gig. You know, I mean, and look, teams pivot to it, and you get mixed. I mean, Ottawa tried it, and they got worse this year. You know, the Islanders did it, and they got hot enough. I mean, they were the hottest team in March and April, and they made the playoffs. They went out quickly, but they it worked, you know. I guess you'd say, you know, I mean, they got success anyway. They got a result. They made the playoffs. So, it's you know, it's a mixed bag. New Jersey got worse after they got rid of Lindy under Travis Green, and Travis Green is now in Ottawa. So good luck following it all. Mike Sullivan must be the other guy. Did you mention his name?
No, he is right, and there's a newer tweet from the one I saw this morning that adds another name. Tourney, Utah.
Oh, okay.
Was hired in 21. So there'd be six, right, not five, that have been on the job for, you know, two and a half years almost now. That was updated. I know the feeling, whoever made the first list. You forgot one, and what do you do? It's like already viral, and you have to delete it, or what do you do?
Yeah,
you go ahead and quote tweet it to add the new name, but that doesn't get the job done. They're still looking at the first list you made.
Yeah. It's so tough when you've got, like, millions of people following
it
you.
It must
to
be.
Satisfy them all. I mean, it's very challenging. So all the way back to the Leafs here. That's where we started with Sheldon Keefe fired today. You know, that was, I think, the obvious and easy. I mean, sure, it wasn't easy to fire the guy. You know, personal relationships are involved, but it's not surprising at all. I mean, they lost again in the first round, and now the work, I would say, begins. Like, they'll fire Craig Berube or whomever will get the job, and they're gonna have to figure out what they're if they're gonna do something drastic. Can they even do something drastic to the roster? There are no movement clauses all over the place there. They just recommitted to Nylander and Matthews, so that those guys aren't going anywhere, nor should they. Like, of the big four there, they're the two that are the most, I think, to be counted on, especially in the playoffs. But Tavares is another year older. He's got 1 year left on a big contract. No move clause, of course. Marner, no move clause, but only 1 year left. So maybe he's the guy to look at. And I think, you know, listening, dipping in and out of Toronto media, it feels like he's this year's guy. Like, that's our problem. You know, he doesn't care. He's not trying. Look at Pastrnak blown right by him on the series-winning goal, yada, yada.
Is it right?
I don't know how right it is, but I think it's irrefutable that he would be the guy that I'd be looking at just because he might have the most flexibility. He's got 1 year left, and he's young enough that if you can get him to agree to a move, then that's the trade you're going to clean up in. Like, Tavares would be not quite a dump at this point, but he's not worth $11 million. Like, if you got him to, and he's their captain too, but if you got him to talk to you about, sure, I'll go here or here or here, the return is just not going to be that attractive. But I think Marner, like, if they want to go shopping for a number one defenseman, a team that happens to have too many of them.
The Leafs.
Marner should get you that guy. Like, he's that. I mean, he's a fantastic player. But if something has to change there, that would be the guy I would look at. That's not even to say, like, I'm sure he's the problem or a problem, but they have a problem.
They can't do nothing.
And if they're going to do something to the big part of the roster there, those four cats, to me, Marner's the guy I would land on. I wouldn't – and look, I think both Matthews and Nylander outrank him. I mean, they've got the contracts already, so it's not even worth really debating. They're married to those guys to an extent that they're not with Marner. I think that's where I'd be thinking.
Do you like a big move for the Sabres? Do we need a big move? Isn't Ruff their big move, or is there going to be, I don't know, it's coaches. I just made the point earlier about what that is. But do you think there should be or will be something, you know, seismic?
I don't think so. Mostly because I think my opinion is I like the top. of the roster. So if I were to make a, if I were to go shopping for Mitch Marner, all right, I'm trading them Owen Power, which I'm not eager to do, but like that's probably the center of the trade from my end. And he's not even a number one guy yet, but I think you still, if I were Toronto, I think like, okay, that could be my, it's an upgrade from what they've got, I think. And he's got the potential, if he hits his ceiling, to become that guy for them. But I don't, I like the top. Like what I think the Sabres need more is kind of complementary pieces, you know, like good, dependable, professional players in the bottom group, and hope that the top refines their groove scoring. So I need to trade, you know, Tage Thompson for Mitch Marner? No, like I don't need to do that.
I'd be interested in what, if anything, the Sabres knew about Lindy Ruff's views on this before they hired him. Because there would have been conversations, you know, you probably didn't just pick up the phone and he said he didn't say yes right away anyway. Like there's still an interview process. And I don't know if another team like the Sabres front office would know anything about what Ruff thinks of, you know, Gergensons or guys on the market or Kulik or what. So Adams and his staff would have their own plans already going into the offseason. Adams kept saying, like, there was only one guy to me for this. And is that irrespective of
what he thinks of the roster?
Ruff might think of these points? Or is it, wouldn't be because of how he feels about this? But I don't know if they can just sort of like, okay, here, welcome back, Lindy. It's amazing you're back. You know, let's sit down and get to work. We're going to do this. And he's like, what?
Right.
I wonder what sort of the back and forth might have sounded like there. I agree with you on like seismic. I don't need that. I think the point here, it won't be all they do. But I think the point here is they have a playoff team. And Lindy Ruff's job is to figure out how to get him there.
Right.
He's got experience doing that with teams. That's the Sabres' plan. It's never exactly the same team, but almost all their important guys are already locked in. So just sort of, it's the edges now. And then it's the coaching and the actual work in the games.
Would moving Skinner somehow, buying Skinner out, trading him and keeping half the contract for 3 years, would that be seismic?
No.
Okay.
Because he's more the past than the future.
Yeah.
He's the present, but I'm thinking more like Cousins or Power would be. And there has been some discussion about the merits of those ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need either one of those moves. You know, I don't need...
No, I would not be eager to move either one of those guys.
That's
right
it. That's it.
Skinner, that's got my attention. Like if they're of the mind to do something about that, that could be interesting because that might be a spot for one of the younger guys or, you know, a very different style player not to play on the top line, but just more of an all around player.
Sal Capaccio coming up just after 5. We'll talk to Sal about John Murphy and also rookie minicamp, which starts tomorrow. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.